This week's parasha has the words of the Shvatim. The names that were given to the Shvatim, and it's very striking, anybody who wants to know, that nobody named the child after Avraham Avinu or Yitzchak. Seems to have a different system in giving names. The time of Chumash, Vim, Zudim, you don't find ever somebody with names of people before, until Shoshalas of the Nisim. You have a Gamliel, a Shimon Gamliel, and the second one Gamliel, second of Shimon Gamliel. I'd like to share with you a thought regarding giving names, and I don't mean to change Aminik. Aminik is we give names after people. Ashkenazi people are not alive, Sephardim people who are alive, whatever the meaning is. But when a baby's born, a lot of thought is given into giving names, especially because the baby that's born is a form without a tzura. The baby that's born, parents want very much to be mindful of a child, not be derech hatorah, and a newborn baby is not much. Boy, you're bringing to the bris of Shalom Rav Avinu, but there's no chinuch yet. There's no, and giving the name seems to be an area where it could be a mashpia. And the idea that names are mashpia seems to be accepted by the, certainly by all the achrayim, if you don't find it in the rishayim. So it's certainly so. But nevertheless, it needs a little bit of a hesmer. I'd like to share with you a thought regarding this sugya, giving names, and then maybe broaden it to other places as well. Here's a medrash. I don't know where the medrash is originally, but Rabbi Yochanan quotes it in his Migdalos. Seder Adaris brings it, and many after them bring it as well. The medrash is talking about the time of Bayashemi, the time of Shimon HaTzadik, Shiar Kansas HaGdailah. And Alexander the Great, the Greek general that conquered all of the civilized world in his time, and then died at age 33. But what's the gay idea is the fact that he came to Eretz Yisrael. You know, the Gemara Yuma says that he was machir, the godless of Shimon HaTzadik. He said that extraordinary things about him. And there's a certain chavivos between Alexander and Shimon HaTzadik. So this medrash says that Alexander wanted to put a statue of himself in the Beis HaMikdash. So Alexander asked that they should put a statue of Alexander in the Beis HaMikdash. He could conquer Eretz Yisrael, even though he was very benevolent and kind to the Yidden when he conquered. And he wanted they should put up the statue. The medrash says, and Alexander told them that Yidden, we don't have statues. By Shane, we're not Yidden either. So, Pashtus. So, he said to Rebbe Chaisin, he said that for the next year, there are two Shaitans. Either any baby that's born will name Alexander, or any baby that's born to Chaim will name Alexander. It doesn't matter about discussion which one. I think it's more lonely to say that there is more lonely to be the lies. He promised him that the next year, babies that are born will be named Alexander. And that's how the name Alexander made it into the Yiddish nation that we have made that still survives. And that's how the name made its way. So the question obviously is that what's going on here? If we're giving a name, is such a mashpia on a child, and it has an effect. why are you promising to give a name after Alexander? I mean, we don't give names after Galatian generals. Certainly not generals that are themselves running around capturing the world, obviously killing many people. That's the way you bargain with him. You say, well, give names. You know, name all the cafes after him, or the streets after him, or name something else after him. Why are you naming babies after him? That's that's an halakha in place within the Hashvara. What's interesting is the Chumash Chasam Sofer, Chedek Ezer Beis, Samach Beis, Chasam Sofer held, it was a Baal Halacha, held very stark from the idea of names being a Mashpia. And he writes that in Chumash, we find someone named Yitzhar. That's not one named Kairach, but Yitzhar. Yitzhar gave a son named Kairach. The name Kairach appears earlier from here, from the names of the descendants of Esav. So Sefer writes, and you get in trouble for writing this, you know, from Sefer. He says, you know why Kairach ended up the way he ended up? He says, well, the name did the same name as one of Esav's children. Then he writes, you know why Shaul ended up the way he ended up? Because Shaul is also a name that starts off by Gai. And also from the Sarai Esav. And Reim also, when he writes about Shaul, Shaul is a great person. He says, look what happened to him at the end. He was all, he was killed in war, and he was youngest. So what's going on with Alexander? So I'd like to share with you what you say, and the Rambam said to Sofi Yomar. And I think you say, which Rambam said about the names, maybe is a much more significant aside. Rambam said that Hatzlacha giving a name has to do with the motivation for giving the name, more than the name itself. He said was that somebody, his lashon that he said, he said, somebody who gave a name because of Shalom and Mishpacha, even if he gave a name after someone that he don't give a name after, he said he always saw nachas. Whatever he saw in the person, always saw nachas. Meaning to say, it's not the name as much as the motivation for giving the name, the reasons for giving the name. The reasons for giving the name are what counts. Taking that to Alexander, it could be. People who gave names because of Kavod HaMikdash, they named them Alexander to buy off. Kavod HaMikdash, the name itself is not the point. The name itself is not the point. The motivation for giving the name is the point. The Kavana giving the name is the point. Yeah, the Kavana giving the name is a Davar Ruchni, is a Davar Chashuv. That's a good source for the child. It's not the name. It's why you're giving the name, the motivation for giving the name, what's behind it. That's true. Then, an Amadre, we can maybe understand that in time of Tanakh, they gave names based on reasons. Based on reasons. Plus it says, Rumei Rav Shem Bavani. Gemara says, Shemir Men, Rei Ma Ben, Benil Ben Chavi, there's a reason to Hashem Apeh. And every child, there was a Apamai Des Hashem, Zihuda. It's not the name. It's not the name. It's the motivation for the name. The motivation for the name is what it's like everything a person does, any man, any double type of person does. It's the motivation for doing it that makes it. A mitzvah shema is more than a mitzvah shema. It depends on why you're doing it. So it seemed that the motivation for the name is more than the name. I had an incident many years ago with one of the talmidim here in the yeshiva. His father died at a young age, very tragically. And he moved out to Israel. Got married, he was living in Israel, And he had his first child, and he called me. He wanted to know if he should name it after his father, should he had a name. His father died, as I said, quite young, and in a very tragic circumstance. So I told him, I don't understand you. You're Yerushalayim, and you're calling me? He has been asked to give me a name. Why don't you go to Rabbi Yashu? This goes back 15 years ago. Go to Rabbi Yashu and ask him. And yes and no answer, and you get to Rabbi Yashu. He's in a rush. So he went to Rabbi Yashu. Yes, Rabbi Yashu. So Rabbi Yashu told him that he doesn't understand the question. He told
Torah says, Kibbut Abba'ein, you're so effed down, you're just lying.
So you were so picked out, Kibbut Abba'ein, you're such a name. So you give such a name, the Torah says it's a supposed to give it up. So it's kind of a funny thing. The school that people say he was worried about. But the school that it says the Chodesh, it's like that all the time. Everyone wants school, you don't want to do a kid that day. Anybody who wants a good school, let's do that day. You ever heard of that? No, I know. That name says the Chodesh, so you want something, you know, more mysterious. Anyway, so Yasha told me this, it's really, I think, the same idea. That it's the motivation for giving your name that gives it the chashivus. And that overrides whatever the meaning of giving names is, whatever the lashonis that people use. But the motivation for giving the name is more than the name itself. You see that in our example. We see it here. And to talk it that the difference between the way we give names and the way they gave the time of Torah and Nevi'im, the truth is the price, and the price exists. Why do we shine them gave names after things that happened? And we give names after ancestors. Machlokes cannot. And that was Machlokes, they give two different reasons. One reason they give is that once we go to Galus, we want people to remember the Messiah. Both not the Israel lived in Antisrael, the Messiah was part of life. Once Chai Yisrael goes to Galus, it's important that the Messiah be something we're reminded of all the time. Then there's a second reason. It says the Rishayim didn't tell Mishtamish Baruch HaKadosh. They gave the name based on a reason. The confident that reason they gave was with some special motivation. We're not confident that we have such an idea to give after. Imagine nowadays to tell people to give after names. You know, they'll name and they'll both, you know. The team that won the World Series, or knows what they'll do, So by us, we don't go by reasons anymore. We're sort of the whole way. But anyway, the point that I want to bring out is this point, that it's not the thing you do. I mean, it is the thing you do, but it's more the motivation for doing what you do. So it's a sense of pettiness in the things we do, and it's not in a very consensistic world. And here's the second Makar in our parasha. You know that Esau marries a woman named Achlas. So Rashi brings to Yerushalmi that a chassan, but we are called by Esau. Achlas is just a real name, but the Torah calls him Achlas because of this idea, but we are called by Esau. So I don't understand. This is not Esau's first marriage. It's not Esau's first marriage, I'm on track. But Esau already married a couple of other women. Already married Zeludis, seems like a nice name. Osmas. He already married women to Prokhor over here. So why over here when he gets married, say about my Valvana? I said, why don't you go to Osmas and follow Machlas and nobody would mind if it said Machlas instead of Osmas, we didn't know this. And, why is he Maronis when he gets married? How many years later? When he got married here, it was 23 years later. Way back 23 years, though, to a couple of women. Now, what am I about this? So I saw an answer that the first time he got married, he said, my father got married when he was 40. So I should also get married when I'm 40. It was part of his Ramos, fooling his father. Part of fooling his father was that it's a tzaddik, you get married at 40, I'll get married at 40, but who did he marry? If he had a married as well after, plus it says he married all the people, there's no mathis, and he had started out with it. Here, why did he get married? Because it says that he saw that the nice Canaan, he writes the nice Canaan that in the Yitzchak of it. He saw that the nice Canaan are not satisfactory for marriage. In the eyes of Yitzchak, he went to marry a Bas Yishma. Here he went for a good thing, he was motivated for a good reason. So what do I call it? I said, depends. First one gets married for the wrong reasons, you don't get what do I call it? I said. It's in the motivation, as much as in the things you do. Certainly it's that way with Baruch Shmuel. Pasim lech lachavi naisa, we'll give him names. So this is the aside that I want to share with you. It's really, in a certain sense, it's a theme that a lot of our Pam's Shmuzim, that the Pnimius is what matters. We used to say about Kibbut Abbeim, that this Kibbut Abbeim, it's like Kibbut Abbeim. Esau was Mechabin his father, Kibbut Abbeim, he cooked for him, he hunted for him. Yaakov's Kibbut Abbeim, he sat for the whole day. And so let me ask you, which would you have in your childhood? You would cook and put hunter for you. And he said, well, no, then. What does Kibbut Abbeim keep saying? Brings food to him. Now, what is Kibbut Abbeim Pnimi? It's a really Pnimi stick. It's a much more red and a much more real Kibbut Abbeim. The point is that the Pnimius of an Indian is what matters, what gives it its kayak, what gives it its significance. And the things we do, that's the Avaida. The Avaida is to be motivated right, you have to do the right things. But we have to work on the motivation. Motivated correctly, things go in a different way. So much for giving names, so much for I'd like to ask you along these lines, a question clock. When you do a mitzvah, you shake a little bit, it's pashuk, you shake a little bit, the Russian says shake a little bit, it's not good stuff. What happens when you do a mitzvah simple? Does that make sense to you? Let's see, find an aveda in your return. Find an aveda in your return. It's a simple. What is the way to serve the Rosh Hashanah as a simple? Is it better to return it because you want to do it right? It's Yashar. Hashem created people with the Ashras. You want to do it because it's right to do it. Or is it better to do it because God said I have to do it, so I'm doing it? No, certain mitzvahs, like not even chaz, as long as God said. But there are certain mitzvahs that don't come as a that you have to directly say. I said, I was not so mitzvah. Stay with Namitsu and Sadat, and they got punished for the stuff because it's a simple. It's a simple reason, so, also, it's certainly not simple. No, it is dark, it has not done. Everyone agrees, so some people don't want to do it. Not stealing and not killing. All humanity, all the world agrees that it should be that way. You know what they actually do? They have Yitzhar. But everyone agrees that they have interest that it's a simple reason. So the question is, which way to go? Because I want to tell you the way I always thought, and what I saw in the Sefer Sfusim this morning. The way I always understood it's a Rambam. Well, it's a Rambam, the Rambam Mishmaya Parakim. It's mentioned also what we had. The Rambam Mishmaya Parakim, I think it bears out in Sefer Fevish, that the mitzvah simply is supposed to do because it's a mitzvah simply. He says, he was a Chazal, that when it comes to Chazal, you're supposed to say, this is not a mitzvah simply. You're supposed to say, right, Zadi. But my SF, oh, you should be Shabbat, and those are all right. This is supposed to say. If something's not a mitzvah simply, you're supposed to say, I want to do it. What should I do? The Baruch Shalom was going to say, someone once came to talk to me about organ donation. You know, we're against donating organs the way it is today. And he's explaining to me how it makes sense. I totally agree with you 100%. I say, surprised, I agree with you. I told him, I agree, it's a mitzvah simply. But man, may I serve him? He should try. He knows we're lying. You know, Derek says, you know, that I killed somebody to give somebody I will be. Somebody's dying anyway. You kill him an hour early, or in some house, they'll be able to live 30 years. That doesn't make sense. The Derek says, if I kill somebody, they say someone else's life, so what do you want from me? I agree, everything you say, so this is simply. It's a fight. It's not a mitzvah simply. Sometimes it makes sense. What should I do? I'm sure Shmai does well. So the Rambam says, when it comes to Yitreidus, he's supposed to say, well, it's not the, I love Yitreidus. Well, my SF, I'm sure Shmai does well. When it comes to it, it's just simply, the way I understand the Rambam, I'm a sense, that doesn't apply. That price that doesn't apply. You're not supposed to say right side. It comes to stealing. So it's a simply, a person's supposed to work on himself, They should say, Menes Rishon Yishmael Bazarov. They're supposed to say, I don't mind. That's the way I read the Rambam. I think it's almost impossible to at least try to read the Rambam anyway, but it brings the Braisa that the person should say, right side of the Menes Rishon Yishmael Bazarov. And he says it does not apply to Mitzvah syphilis. So years ago, at my Shabbos table, we realized, in talking about it, that most people are just the opposite. They talk about eating chazer, and they say, ugh, I want food chazer. I don't say like seven. Eating chazer. We were so illuminated that we said, ugh, I want food chazer. But we say, ugh, I want to eat it. When it comes to stealing, I think most people say, you know, I love to steal from the balance. I love to steal from the balance. Like, hopefully you say, my essence, but we should try and buzz them. Hopefully you say, yeah. But we're very mishpeskar in the Danube. You know, maybe it's their 10 cents. We're not tired of just sell ourselves for 10 cents. But there's a certain lack of, it's an intro we have. It's an avoidance to do what says the rabbi. The rabbi says, a mitzvah, a chayk, that's the finish. A chayk, you should say, right side of my essay, love you should have shmai and go survive. Now, you don't raise children that way. You don't teach a 10-year-old that you should want chazer. Because that's not the way to be mechad with somebody. When someone wants to be a Baal HaTraika, that's the rabbi's sense. That plus money problem. The discussion today is what that way to communion is. What the motivation is. And here, we're talking about motivation. The motivation is a big thing. And Gemara has a lesson that Gedola Aveiro L'Shma, Gedola Aveiro L'Shma, Aveiro L'Shma, the Mitzvah Shema L'Shma, it's a very scary Gemara. Gedola Aveiro L'Shma, the Mitzvah Shema L'Shma. Yoel, Aveiro L'Shma. You know, don't advertise this. People are going to go to Averus and Shmuel all the time. Chaim Shmulevitz writes a different piece. He says there are a couple of Gemaras I can't tell. One of them is, what's an Averus? I can't look at Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say. But the Gemara is such a lashon that the motivation counts. So the question is, what's the motivation? Which actually haven't worked on ourselves. When it comes to mitzvah siblings, a big part of being nice, doing kind of this great society, it's doing the chesed because it's a nice thing to do, is that what the Rosh Hashanah wants? Or is it more because Avishur Shmai does a lot, the Rosh Hashanah said to do it? Like I told you, the Rambam, the way this thing says to go and what it is. Chaim Shmulevitz, he alludes to talking about it elsewhere in the Sefer too. I was looking on a piece of Eved Hashem. There's a few pieces called Eved Hashem. This one is Tavshim Amidah, Chaim Rav Chaim. He says, look that way. His theme is that our goal in everything we do is to train ourselves to be Eved Hashem. To do things because they're about to fall. Once we mix in that we're doing it because it makes sense to us, it's dangerous territory. It starts to get into dangerous territory. And it seems that to allude to the Rambam, it says this which the Rambam says, and the current Dalai Lama said, it's interesting, he brings a story from Navi. Malach HaMalach actually stands for Torah and Parshas Vayechi. And David gives his last Tzavah. And the Tzavah needs Hezbollah, because nobody among us, on his last Tzavah, tells us to take the Kamala from people who that I don't like. You know? But anyway, whatever, the Darba, the Medrig Asai, David Toshlai Nandala, this is verse of Shimi Ben Gela. Shimi Ben Gela, the Lomani Poland Retzes, cursed me, comes running away from Shalom. Ties in. So here's the Kel Shalom to Kenan. The Lashon of the Pasuk is that Ish Chochem Adam Yadad Es Asher Tasav. It is. It says Ish Chochem Adam Yadad Es Asher Tasav. Shalom was a Chochem, not a Chochem like him. What does he do? I don't know, it's very non-dapter. So what does he do? So he calls the Shri Ben Gaira, and he makes a takana on him, that he's under not house arrest, but Yerushalayim. He has to stay in Yerushalayim. He's not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. That's his punishment. He has to stay in Yerushalayim his whole life. He's not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. So the pasuk goes on how he does it. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. The third year of incident takes place, and he leaves Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim has to kill him. Yerushalayim has to kill him. Actually, what it says, I don't understand. I know a lot of people that never left Yerushalayim. And here, Yeshiva Mikhail is not a little boy, he was a member of the Sanhedrin, and he's a Mikhail. And they say, don't leave, he leaves. Not entirely a question, he leaves. David Tzava, Yeshlaima, was Ishchach Mata. Yedata Zashata Salai, Vemadita Sevasi Bidam Shah. He should end up dead. So how is Shlaima so sure? And he tells him, yes, stay in Yerushalayim, he's going to leave. How is he so sure? Kaddish says he's so. So he is. That even though people can do things voluntarily, a person can never leave Yerushalayim, it's not so hard. But if someone says to you, you better never leave Yerushalayim, it becomes hard. That's what I'm saying. Take a 2-year-old. You want the 2-year-old to go outside, you tell him, you better not go outside. But I tell him, you better not go outside. And he goes outside. Whatever you do, the first I got. Okay? I just love to say that this is, you should know, it's an old cloud by me. All the things you see by little children, psychological things, apply to adults, but adults finesse them. I'm telling you, it all applies to adults. But this for sure, when somebody tells you, you better not. So if it's in your interest not to anyway, but if someone just arbitrarily says, you better not, you don't want to leave. You want to be controlled. That's the buzzword that every psychologist is control. Right? Somebody tries to control you, you don't want it. Every person has a sense of independence, of autonomy. Of being an individual, nobody wants to be tied down to it. So, kind of Shlomo's, Shlomo knew, if he's going to tell him you can't leave the city, he'll end up leaving. He's going to come out with it. What kind of Shlomo says is that there's a certain avodah to be an Edesh, to get over that, to get over that effort. To get beyond that childish idea. Wanting to be independent of everybody, Shalom, having a day and everything. To get past that, that's an avodah that equals Edesh. Edesh, I think you should. It's 100, right? It's those connected in the nature of a person, should be able to Muslim. You know, I got on to the Mason, they shake on to the Mason. Rabbi Yosef first thought, God will shake on to the Mason. Rabbi Yosef's moment. He said, I thank Rabbi Yehuda who says the silver mother of Mitzvahs. Because I'm not Mitzvah. Then he said, no, God not Mitzvah, but I'm not Mitzvah. So no more, I'm not thanking him anymore. I'd rather be Mitzvah for you than Mitzvahs. Why God not Mitzvah? Rabbi Shein of Mitzvah. Same? Okay, yeah. And they place it around, say a reason. They say, because when you're a Mitzvah, you have the Yitzhar and not the Lord. When you're in an Eidah Mitzvah, you know how the Eids are about to do. But it's inside to your nature. It's hard to see it on people sometimes. But children see it. It's not always easy to see. But if you're forced to do something, it's hard to do. I've seen this by Chaylin. Chaylin Sakana, who have conditions that are Sakana. And they must take certain medications. Don't do that. They get injections, pills. They must take the lid, they must take the pills. Is a psychological nature to not take it. It's something where somebody has taken a pill, gets a headache, somebody must take it, in danger of dying. is a psychological situation where people don't take it. Psychologists call it denial. Or denying themselves as a sick. To me, it fits into this idea. When you're a mukhrach, nobody wants to be a mukhrach. It's an idea of getting over it when it comes to Shulchan, when it comes to Rabbi Yishalayim, when it comes to the Yireh HaShem. It's such a dark one. When I saw, he says that it's even a sickness. How it fits into the Rambam, I don't know. But the underlying idea is that when you do something, two people can do the same thing, and the motivation can change it very much. You have two people who go outside and do a chesed. One does a chesed because it's a necessity. It's a system. So the Rosh Hashanah wants. That's like the Rambam wants. He certainly wants it. You should train them to do the right thing. But someone else does it, you get there, and then Hashem. Rosh Hashanah said, I should do it, that's why I'm doing it. And that person, the motivation, raising himself to a different dharma. So the Mishnah says that a person should never say that one bit is a mitzakala, one is a mitzakahura. She got to be there, not a smart business. People say, you can't say this is a bigger mitzvah, this is a smaller mitzvah. Is that true? Is that true? If you say one's bigger, I'm going to tell you, Nani Nichelev is a bigger Aveira, and Nani Nichelev is smaller. You don't need Chelev, you eat Chelev, you get Kares. Aveira is not, yes, I'm telling you. Not eating Chelev is a bigger mitzvah than Aveira. Am I wrong? I'm not wrong. What do you say? Ayin Mishnah says, that a person shouldn't say it's a kalim, it's a kalim. So the Rambam, this picture could be honest, says that there's certain things that it's a kalim. So, kalim, there are more kalim in the mitzvahs. But, sometimes, when you do a not kalim mitzvah, a mitzvah kalim, in the mitzvah itself, it's less. But the darga, being in Eved Hashem, it's more. The more you're threatened and you do something, so the less it shows that you're out of the person. You want to do me a favor. Let's get right. You want to do me a favor. So I tell you, do it. You got to tell you, do it, or you get in trouble. I tell you, do it if you like. I don't tell you, do it. The person who does it, and I don't even tell them, our connection is showing much more than the person who I say, I want you to do it. And he's more than the one I said, you better do it, I'll give you carcass. So you get it in there, but it's partial. It says, you don't know what comes from it. The good is, that in things that we do, motivation is a very big piece of what we do. It affects us. It affects us in real ways. Now there are mitzvahs, there are chiyuvim, there are Yisrael Shabbos, there's the Achila, Achalas Asuris, there are things that you love, it's not that. But it's a darga to work on motivating yourself to do it because they're much older. My nafkarina is a question of nafkarina. In one day, you'll have to do it, but it'll be harder for you. If you're doing it because it makes sense, you'll tell yourself, hey, I'm tired, I'm cold, you'll find excuses. If you're doing it because you're Eved Hashem, there's nothing to do with excuses. Excuses that they fall away. Was that for the other reason? Why they still do a bunch of stuff to do?